That's the sound of a truck dumping bags of marine debris onto the barge. Volunteers had been working through the weekend to prepare the debris for transport. Island Trails Network is the local nonprofit involved in the project. We catch up with its Director of Education, Outreach, and Marine Programs at the organization's Marine Debris Storage Yard. The majority of bags are on the boat, but excavators are still lifting the remainders onto trucks. Tom Pogson says the barge workers had some issues that day, but nothing they couldn't deal with.
We got up early this morning and came out, and everybody was in place, and the barge tied up on time, and the tide was possibly a bigger factor at a very low level than we thought it was going to be, but they already had a plan, and they just threw a bunch of gravel up on the barge, and that created a sort of a positive track for the trucks to roll on and off the barge, and it's been going steady ever since.
We spoke with another organizer, Chris Pallister, the next day at the barge kickoff event to find out how the launch went. Pallister is the president of Gulf of Alaska Keeper, a nonprofit that's been involved in tsunami debris cleanup for a few years and has been integral in the marine debris removal project. He says the operation has already reached an obstacle.
The barge left a little bit after 4 a.m. this morning on its way to Fognac. Unfortunately, there's a big storm out there right now, and the barge has to go to Blue Fox Bay to pick up debris that's cached there, and the barge will get there okay, but we can't get our helicopters and our crew down there because there's 65 knot winds up north of there, and so our crews kind of hold up in Port Chatham right now.
And while that may be run-of-the-mill with a project like this one or any sea-based venture, they have other concerns too.
This thing is funded just right down to the dime. There's no extra money here, and we're already having weather delays and other things that are happening that are raising the cost of this thing, so it's fairly stressful. So I'm staying awake at night, I'll put it that way.
Pallister says the marine debris will just keep on coming.
This is the beginning, because this needs to be done on a probably every 3-year basis. Everybody needs to clean up stuff, keep doing this, and then every 3 years we take a massive load out of here. I really think it is the beginning. This is a prototype process, and if it all works well, I hope to see it repeated.
He says he thinks the project will fall short of funds and says he'll fundraise to try to make up the difference. I'm Kayla DeRoche.